Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
New complaint and motion to dismiss filed in lawsuit of former library director. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A family being sued by former Campbell County Public Library Director Terry Leslie has filed another motion to dismiss the case, represented by attorney Jeremy Bailey from Florida. The Gillette News Record reported Leslie's amended complaint alleges defamation and collusion. The amended complaint says the Bennetts colluded with the county commissioners to ambush Leslie at a July 7, 2021 commissioner meeting and organize their followers to attack Ms. Leslie. The motion filed on behalf of the Bennetts argues they were engaging in public advocacy and weren't responsible for Leslie's troubles. Leslie also filed a discrimination charge against Campbell County and the library board with no developments expected soon. Both sides await the judge's ruling on the dismissal motion. Wyoming Game and Fish Commission releases a statement regarding Sublette County incident. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, charged with oversight of the Game and Fish Department, issued a statement regarding the recent incident in Sublette County and the conviction of the defendant for illegal possession of a warm-blooded wildlife. The statement says the commission denounces the actions that were revealed following the department's investigation of the incident. The actions of the defendant do not represent the value Wyoming people and our commission have for our incredible and priceless wildlife resources. For over 100 years, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department has successfully managed Wyoming's wildlife. Wyoming has proven itself to be the gold standard in wildlife management. This incident, perpetrated by one individual, does not represent a failure in wildlife policy or management. The statement continues, "We wish to be clear. We support the investigation conducted by the department. We recognize and appreciate the work of the department and the work of the wardens involved. We're satisfied that every tool we have available was used and used to the best of our ability. The department has acted with transparency and in compliance with Wyoming law. The governor had a joint call with a few state officials and stakeholders to discuss what occurred in Sublette County. We stand ready to provide any support or coordination deemed necessary on this issue." Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik, Governor Mark Gordon has been in contact with some stakeholders regarding the incident. Gordon has reached out to some unspecified parties, but as of Tuesday, no working group or other such body had been formed to address what happened and no direct action were planned, according to Michael Perlman, spokesman for the governor's office. Perlman said the governor did have a joint call with a few state officials and stakeholders to discuss what occurred in Sublette County and wolf management in general. There was agreement to continue to monitor the situation as it develops. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.